Well, praise the Lord. Hello, my name is Stephen Wise, and I'm beginning a new podcast ministry, and I don't have a name for it. I don't have a lot of equipment to use. I'm starting out very basic at this time. Hopefully, I'll have a podcast Monday through Fridays. Also, I want you to please write down my email address and send me suggestions about how I can improve on this podcast. My email address is farmerwise70@gmail.com. That's FARMERWISE number 70@gmail.com. I'm sure that over the process of this growing in ministry, I'll know how to be more technically savvy, get better equipment, add on all the cool devices and apps and websites and all the things that will be a ministry plus. So I want you to be in prayer for me and look me up on Facebook. And hopefully you will like the ministry. Hopefully you will be challenged to serve Jesus Christ in these last days. I'm thinking about a title for the ministry, a name of Last Days Ministry. It's obvious we're in the last days. Anyone with any common sense, any basic Bible knowledge, and has been keeping up with current events for the last 20 years, understands that we are in the last days. I believe we are at least in the days of the beginning of sorrows that Jesus talked about in Matthew 24. The beginning of sorrows. If we're not already there, maybe already past it, or we're almost there, but I believe we're right in that time frame of the beginning of sorrows. And I believe that all this will possibly come to pass in one generation. I believe that that teaches, we are seeing the teaching in Matthew 24 and other places. So I'm going to be going over a lot of different areas of Matthew 24 in the upcoming days, weeks, and months. And I would appreciate your comments. I would appreciate if you can help correct me anywhere that I'm making mistakes. You know, especially the Bible. Show me biblically if there's somewhere that I'm preaching or teaching something that is not good, sound Bible, then please show me where I'm wrong. I want to be correct. I don't want to be one of the false prophets. I don't want to be one of the deceivers. I don't want to be someone who is a patsy for the devil. I want to be a servant of Jesus Christ all the way, and I want to please God and preach the Bible as it's written. So please keep my email address handy. And let's look in Matthew 24. I may jump around some, and I may be on this for a long time because I'm looking at some things I've been seeing about the Mount of Olives and all the different descriptions of the destruction of the Jewish temple in the year 70 A.D. that Jesus prophesied about. He said there won't be one stone left upon another of the temple. And then the disciples in verse 3, now as Jesus sat on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately, saying, "Tell us, when will these things be, and what will be the sign of your coming and the end of the age?" They asked him several different questions. When is the temple going to be destroyed? And then what is the sign of your coming? How are we going to know that you're about to arrive? And also the end of the age. So all this is in the verse. A lot here that needs to be extrapolated. Is that the right word? A lot of exegesis done, because there's a whole lot here that these apostles asked Jesus. Jesus said the very first thing here is, take heed that no one deceive you. Be careful that no one deceives you. My goodness, the deception that's going on now with all the fake news, all of the twisted society talk, and it's horrible. I'm just at a loss for words as how much morals, how deeply the morals have descended in the last 20 years, 30 years, how we see a steep decline in the social new norm of all the morals that used to be things that you would hear about that went on secretly are now out in the open, and it's all in your face, and it's just the nastiness of it. I mean, it's just horrible. But the deception is that, you know, I can be a Christian, I can be saved, I can choose my own path to heaven. Excuse me. And that's not even what the Bible says. We've gotten so far away in Christianity, American Christianity especially, has gotten so far away from the Bible that I'm really shocked at what it passes as Christianity today. It has nothing to do with the Bible. So let's look here. Jesus says, don't be deceived, for many will come in my name. A lot of people are preaching in Jesus' name, saying, I am Christ, and will deceive many. And we have all the different flavors that are going on of deception. Wars, rumors of wars, a nation rising against nation, famines, pestilence, earthquakes in various places. Verse 8 says, all these are the beginning of sorrows. Now, yeah, for the last 2,000 years, there have been pestilences. Even way back in the Old Testament time, we read about famines, pestilences, earthquakes, all the different natural disasters that's been going on. Look at all the hurricanes we've been having in this hurricane season, and the destruction's been going on, the mass shootings that are going on, the debauchery, the just unrest, the division among the races, and the hatred and the love of many waxing cold. And then, of course, you see where there are many good people. You know, there are many civilized Christian people that are standing up and doing what's right and helping people. And we're going to see both. You know, the darker the days get, the lighter it's going to get for the Christians. I believe that God takes care of his own people. I believe God protects his own people. I believe God heals his own people and keeps us safe from all the harm that's going on in the world. The tribulation is coming up. The future tribulation and what's going on even now, that's the wrath of the devil. You know, the devil hates God. He hates Christians. He hates the Bible. And he wants to destroy, steal, kill, and destroy, as Jesus said. So, yeah, it's going to get bad. It's going to be horrible. But don't focus on the bad. Focus on Jesus Christ. Everything in the last days, it should be focused on Jesus Christ. He is the answer. He is the answer. And he's still on the throne, and regardless of how bad things get, how dark the days get, God is still on the throne. God still loves his children. God will protect his children and take care of his children. That doesn't mean we won't suffer at the hands of the enemy sometimes. That doesn't mean we're not going to go through difficulties. We will. But overall, we are overcomers and winners. So keep that in mind to stay positive. Yes, we are wise as serpents and harmless as doves, as Jesus taught. He talks about the persecution in verse 9. I'm just kind of going to overview here. All this happened to first century Christians. We read about that in the book of Acts. And, of course, like I said, in 70 A.D., the temple was destroyed and many people were killed. The abomination of desolation, it has different meanings. It has meanings back then and also in present day and also in the future. That's in verse 15. The abomination of desolation spoken by Daniel the prophet standing in the holy place. Whoever reads, let him understand. But here he goes on, let those people flee to Judea, go in the mountains, the house. That's talking about the coming days when the temple was about to be destroyed. From 66 A.D. to about 70 A.D., the Romans had come in there and surrounded the city. And Jesus is saying, when you see the Roman soldiers come in, the Gentile armies come in, get out of town. Don't stay in there thinking God's going to protect you in the temple, because he won't. And that's what the Jews had believed. They thought, well, come in here in the temple, lock the doors. We're going to be safe in here. We're on God's holy ground. God will protect us. And God did not. God's judgment came on them because they had rejected Jesus Christ, because of their corruption, because of all the sin that had been going on, just like in the book of the book of Kings and Chronicles, where God judged, and all the times of Jeremiah and all this went on, God judges the people when they refuse to obey Him, when they choose sin and go into idolatry and all these other things. God allows the devil to come in and steal, kill, and destroy. Now God doesn't bring bad things on His children. He takes care of His children who are in obedience to Him. And goes on down about verse 20. And then in verse 21, it says, there will be great tribulation such as not been since the beginning of the world until this time, nor will ever shall be, and going on in Jerusalem. And I'm just kind of bouncing over because I'm going to have more details in future podcasts. But here he talks about great signs and wonders coming to deceive people, if possible, even the very elect. The devil will use witchcraft and magic and all the dark arts to falsify these miracles and things like that. That's been going on ever since the time when Moses withstood Jannes and Jambres in front of the Pharaoh. You know, the sticks, the staffs were thrown down in front of the Pharaoh and were turned into serpents. And you know, we know what happened. Jannes and Jambres did the same thing. You know, oh yeah, we're going to have a, we can do that. We can falsify these miracles. And of course the serpent swallowed up their serpents. And then the other miracles that were done in Egypt up to a point there, they copied them. The magicians copied them. And then they said, we can't, this God is greater than us. We can't manufacture what He's doing. And so God proved Himself stronger. And I believe that the plagues that hit Egypt are going to be the same plagues that's going to be coming on in the book of Revelation. I see a correlation there. You know, if you want to know what God's doing now, go back in history, go back and study what God did. God doesn't change. And I believe there's some things there that's going to be coming on us, darkness and pestilence and so forth, like we've never seen before. We're already seeing our government stretched to the limit, and FEMA and all the people's, the Red Cross and all these people that are trying to help folks all over the world and now in our own country because of these natural disasters. We're going to see more of that. We're going to see the government that people have been trusting in. It's going to fail. It's going to fail people. They're going to say, well, we live in a nanny state and the government's going to take care of us and they're going to provide for us and they're going to be screaming out for FEMA and the Red Cross and all these government agencies. Some of them are private, but the government's going to take care of us. No, they're putting their trust in the government rather than putting their trust in God. And they're going to find out that just like the devil brings a pleasure of sin for a season, but he eventually brings death and he brings destruction and he fails you. If you serve the world, if you serve idols, if you serve your own self-interest, you're going to fall. You're going to fail. And that's what people are seeing today. So I believe, yeah, you know, have yourself a vegetable garden. Yes, save up some fresh water. Yes, have some homestead skills ready to get yourself ready for the natural disasters that are coming. And it's going to get worse. Going to get much worse. But at the same time, keep your trust in God. Obey God. Live for God. Pay your tithe to your local church. Do what God tells you to do. Live a lifestyle of repentance. And God will protect you, if not from everything, at least most of the bad stuff that's coming. You know, we're not immune to suffering. We're going to suffer. Even the Bible says that all who live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. Yes, there's going to be suffering, but it's not going to be anything like what the world is going to suffer. And we also have the comfort of the Holy Spirit, and we've got eternal life, and God answers our prayers as we obey Him. So, we, like I said earlier, we've got a positive future where the world has a different a definite dark future destruction. And he talks about, for as the lightning comes from the east and flashes to the west, so will also the coming of the Son of Man be. That's in verse 27. When Jesus comes, everybody's going to see. Everybody's going to see. Immediately after the tribulation, a lot of people are saying, well, the rapture's going to come and before the tribulation, and then the 7-year tribulation, and then Jesus is just going to come because we're so wonderful and we're so good and we're American Christians, and so we're just going to come in. He's just going to come in and take us out of here before all this bad stuff happens. That's not what the Bible says. Not what I say. It's what the Bible is saying. And you'll find many places here where this pre-tribulation rapture is not real. It's just not there. It's not in the Bible. I know some of you could probably send me Bible verses trying to prove that. And I hope you do. Because I want, like I said earlier, if I'm wrong, I want to be shown how I'm wrong. But right now, I believe what the Bible says. It says immediately after the tribulation of those days, the sun and the moon, the sun will be darkened. The moon will give its light, will not give its light. The stars will fall from heaven and the powers of heaven will be shaken. Then the sign of the Son of Man will appear in heaven. And then all the tribes of the earth will mourn, and they will see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. And he will send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they will gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of the heaven to the other. Now, that's the last trump. I know there's a lot of discussion about that and when it's going to happen and you know, what time of the year. We don't know the day or the hour, as it says in verse 34 or verse 36. But of that day and hour, no one knows, not even the angels of heaven, but my Father only. No, we don't know the day or the hour, but we know it's close. We can know to be prepared and keep looking up. Verse 38 says, for as the days before the flood, they were eating and drinking and marrying and giving in marriage until the day that Noah entered the ark and did not know until the flood came, took them away, and also will be the coming of the Son of Man. So we're in the days of Noah. I'll go back and read what the people were doing in the days of Noah and the demon possession that happened with the sons of God coming down and taking daughters of men, and, you know, the Nephilim and all that stuff, and people being demon possessed and worshiping idols, and all of the immorality, and just going about their daily activities, not thinking anything about God or caring about God, only evil continually, just like in the days we're in now. So this is just kind of a beginning podcast, an overview, some of Matthew 24. I didn't really go into a lot of detail. I hope to go in more details on Matthew 24 and other scriptures about the last days, because we are definitely in the last days. We have already, at least, I believe, entered the days of sorrows, the beginning of sorrows. All these things will be accelerated. We're going to see a faster and more accelerated decline in society. I believe gold is going to become the god of this world, as far as monetarily. People will be worshiping money. That will be their idol. The economy is going to get better in America as morals get worse and worse, and people will be using their idle time for their own sinful pleasures rather than obeying God. So please send me emails, farmerwise70@gmail.com. Hopefully I'll be having a podcast Monday through Friday. As I said earlier, I want to get more technical, much better quality programming, much better broadcasting. I hope that I do a better job every day, a better quality program, better everything. I want to become a better speaker, and all the hesitations inaccuracies that I'm doing today hopefully will be more and more contained, and my vocabulary will increase so that I can be better at what I'm doing here, obeying God and sharing the Bible with you. So please keep us in your prayers. Look us up on Facebook. Send me suggestions so that I can improve. I don't mind being criticized. I just want to know how I can improve. So until the next time, God bless you. Realize we're in the last days, but Jesus is still on the throne.